Swayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Tati Shapadam Munde Hang Sri Guru Sri Tata Patakamanam Sri Gurun Vaishnavam Sri Rupam Shagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitans Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Prajana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitans He Krishna Karana Sindho Dina Bandhu Jagapate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kamsana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vansha Kopitarubhyascha Kripashindubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasari Gaurabhakta Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Thank you very much for your kind words. Whatever credit is there belongs to my Guru Maharaj, our founder Acharya, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The one time I was with Prabhupada in Los Angeles, just maybe one other devotee, I think, our press manager, Radha Balama. And Prabhupada was, he'd been talking about various things. And he told that story. He mentioned it several times on different occasions about the man who's walking and he sees a stick. And Prabhupada said, is it a very valuable thing, a stick? No, Prabhupada. And the man is walking and he sees a wire. Is it a very valuable thing? And he's walking, and he sees one gourd. A gourd. Is it a very valuable thing? No. Prabhupada said, no, not very valuable. He said, but intelligent man fixes the gourd onto the stick and strings the wire and makes a nice musical instrument. He said, similarly, I have picked up you, all you American and European boys. And probably didn't finish the sentence, but the purport is that we're all useless. But an intelligent and empowered representative of Krishna can pick us up and make us useful. As long as we're disconnected from Krishna, we're all useless. Prabhupada gave the example of the hand. As long as it's connected to the body, it's so valuable. I'll spend thousands of dollars to fix any problem with my hand. But when it's disconnected, it's useless. Prabhupada said, you can kick it down the street. I won't care for it. So our present condition, of course, no one can ever be separated from Krishna. To be disconnected from Krishna is Maya. Maya means that which doesn't really exist. So there's no disconnection at any time, but we're behaving as if disconnected by the power of illusion, by, Prabhupada said, causeless unwillingness to serve Krishna. We're acting as if disconnected. And we're very proud that we're rational, that we're capable, that we're whatever we think we are. But Maya is kicking us right and left, and we're suffering like dogs. And Prahlad Maharaj says that whatever remedy we come up with for our suffering just makes it worse. It just makes it worse. And that's our experience in material life. We try this, we try this, we try this. And it only makes life further complicated, further troublesome, more troublesome. But by good fortune, when we get the association of a pure devotee of Krishna, then our whole life can change. And in a practical way, Prabhupada explained that devotional service is not some matter of speculative invention or imaginative ecstasy, but it's practical service to the personality of Godhead. It's practical service. The sahajas go the way of imaginative ecstasy. Krishna was talking to me, I saw that. Imagining, they sort of pump themselves up and imagine that they can catapult themselves into Goloka Vrindavan. And the mental speculators go the other way. Either they want to reduce everything to material elements and the reactions of interactions of the material elements, or they want to imagine themselves as being one in substance with God and therefore being non-different from God, being one with God, being in essence God. Or else those who are still less philosophical, they just are trying to enjoy their senses like cats and dogs, the karmas, somehow to be happy by making the senses happy. This is all frustration, but the spiritual master gives us the life of devotional service. Prabhupada wrote, you give us a life anew and fresh. That's your gift, your divine grace. A fresh life with practical activity, not something sentimental, not something impractical, but practical service to Krishna, which is our real life. In the spiritual world, the feeling is love and the activity is service. Everyone is eager to serve Krishna. Help him in herding the cows, or see that he's nicely fed, or in one way or another, to make Krishna happy. To make Krishna happy. And therefore to serve Krishna, sacrificing all other concerns. How to make Krishna happy? How to make Krishna happy? And therefore they're the ideal of perfection. the devotees who are always Priti Purvaka, in love, serving Krishna, Satadajutjana, they are eternally perfect. And if we follow that example, then we can also become perfect. Tesham satatajutjanam pajatam priti purvakam tadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upiyati. Krishna will give the intelligence. If we're always engaged in his service with devotion, then Krishna gives intelligence. How to advance, how to come back to him. Tesham ivanukam partam aham agyanajam tam. Nashyami atmabhavasto gyanadi pena bhajata. The impediment is the thick coverings of ignorance. Prabhupada said it's like ashes. When there's some coal, there's too much ash on it, then you don't get the heat, you don't get the fire. But an expert or a person who's serious can get rid of those ashes and fan the coals, and you get heat and light. So the acharya is expert in such activities, and especially Srila Prabhupada has picked up devotees all over the world, picked up people all over the world, spread this science of devotional service all over the world, so that we're able to benefit and participate in the activities of service in this life. And to be engaged in service in this life means to be on the, actually to be on the liberated stage. Iha yasya harir dasye, karmana manasa gira, nikalashvapya vastasu, jivan mukta suchate. The person who's engaged with body, mind, words in Krishna's service can be liberated even in this life. Again, by practical activity. Arnam kuriye manayaja. Guru mukha padma bhakya. To follow the words of the spiritual master, to be engaged in his what he wanted us to do. That may be different. Everyone has some different engagement, different service. But to be seriously engaged in following the words of the spiritual master with humility, with sincerity, with determination, will be the right path for going back home, back to Godhead, where everyone is engaged in that same business spontaneously in the healthy condition. So we're fortunate to be the beneficiaries of this gift. It's a gift. Prabhupada, one time here in Mayapur, I think maybe Bhavananda Prabhu asked Srila Prabhupada about causeless mercy. What does it mean, causeless mercy? And Prabhupada motioned like this. Someone has a bag of money and he just gives it to you. Just take it. No reason. That's the definition of causeless. No reason. But he decides, here, take it. So Prabhupada has, another time he was asked, about the verse, Yesham Tantukatam Papam Junanam Punyakarmana Te Dvandvamoha Nirmukta Pajante Mam Vidhavrita. The person who's come to the end of sinful activities and who's accumulated pious activities can engage in devotional service with determination. The devotee said to Prabhupada, we had no pious activities. And Prabhupada said, I've created your pious activities. The spiritual master changes the life of the disciple. Antakatam papam, the sinful activities, no gambling, no intoxicants, no meat eating, no illicit sex. These are the pillars of sinful life, and the pillars are pulled out, the building collapses. Antakatam papam. And on the positive side, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Chanting the holy name and serving Krishna in so many ways. He, on Prabhupada's disappearance day in Govardhan, we were quite several Prabhupada disciples were there. And one of my godbrothers, Vaisheshika Prabhu, spoke on the verse, Tadvijnanartam sa guru meva apigacche samitpani shrotriyam brahmanesha. Vijnanartam, if one wants to get the actual benefit of realization of Krishna consciousness. Theoretical Krishna consciousness, anyone can get the theory. It's not that hard. There are scholars who, a couple of pages, can summarize the siddhantas of the Krishna consciousness movement, the core teachings. But they don't realize the subject matter. Realization means that you do it. Realization means that you've understood it so clearly that you apply it in your life. You do it. Tad vijnanartham. If one wants the benefit of genuine spiritual realization, then guru meva abhigacche. Then it's mandatory. One must approach a bona fide spiritual master. Eva. Emphatically, we're told, one must approach the spiritual master. And in what mood? Samit pani shrotriyam brahmanishna. The spiritual master should be shrotriyam. His qualification is that he's heard from the previous, from his spiritual master. He's heard the message of Krishna as it's coming in the Brahmapra system. And Brahmanishna, he has faith in Krishna. Without faith, no one will be happy in this life or the next. If we're all doubts, then how will we make progress? But the doubts are destroyed by knowledge. And then one gets Brahmanishta, faith in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So how should one approach such a spiritual master? Samitpani. Samitpani means carrying firewood in one's hand. In the Vedic days, the sages would perform fire yajnas. So the disciples would assist. They would go to the forest. They would bring wood for the fire. Even Krishna was going to the forest and bringing wood for his Guru Maharaj, Sandipani Muni. So samitpani, carrying firewood in the hand. So Vaisheshika Prabhu said, wood. There's no difference between wood and books. Because books come from paper, paper comes from pulp, pulp comes from wood. So when we're carrying books in our hands, then that's the practical form of samadpani, to distribute the message that Prabhupada has given us by distributing these books. It was such a striking realization that I told Vaisheshika Prabhu that I would quote him at least 50 times. Mm-hmm. So this is one of them. Mm-hmm. This is practical activity in the service of Krishna. To distribute books, to spread the message of these books, to study the books, to mold our life in accordance with the books, to serve those who are dedicated to spreading the message of these books.